Well, this is an oversimplification. If you consider an unselected population of patients with breast cancer, you will have patients who achieve a pathological complete response, patients who achieve a benefit in terms of disease-free survival in spite of not having a pathological complete response, and patients who have no response at all. Now, what you usually do is to measure in a dichotomous way the course of the disease in women who achieve a pathological complete response, and you lump together the cases who really fail to respond to treatment and are resistant with patients who still have a disease-free survival benefit. So the classification of residual disease as non-responders is an oversimplification and misleading.